Stay wired. Post Tech Update today. We're going to revisit a top-notch call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that you absolutely need to hear. Yesterday, the CEO of United Healthcare admitted that it paid $22 million in ransom to hackers who had paralyzed its systems. And all of us should be livid. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Dell. For today's best deals on computer and office hardware, visit Dell.com/deals. Ransomware attacks are almost always the fault of the company that was attacked. Harsh but true. In virtually all cases, ransomware got into even the most sophisticated system in the most unsophisticated way. An improperly trained employee responds to a malicious phishing email. Or again, an improperly trained employee visits an infected website, and the malware is downloaded and installed without their knowledge. It all comes back to company management. Until shareholders begin penalizing millionaire CEOs to force them to begin taking ransomware seriously to make sure proper employee training is there, ransomware attacks will continue driving up the cost of healthcare for all of us. Too bad those CEOs don't get my free tech newsletter. You should at getkim.com. Okay, coming up next, a call that you're definitely going to want to hear because I bet you learned something new. Gary in Huntsville, Alabama. Hi there, Gary.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Long-time listener.
Thank
probably
you.
Probably 12, 13 years now.
Awesome.
And I want to say your show gets better every year. Every time I listen, I learn something.
Well,
so that's
you,
a good
Gary.
Thing.
Thank you, Gary. Learning is always key, especially in this digital life. Man, changes so fast. So what's going on with you?
Well, my ISP has for years provided the Norton suite of products free of charge with the bill, and they recently stopped that early this year.
Yeah, because they got sold. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I switched over to what comes with the Windows system, and I'm just wondering: is that sufficient? Do I need to go buy a third party vendor for antivirus, et cetera?
Well, you know, Windows Defender is okay. It's not the sharpest tool in the shed. The reason why is that Microsoft doesn't issue regular updates, and there seems to be a lot of what they call zero-day vulnerabilities with Windows Defender. I mean, you know, it's better than nothing type of thing, Gary, but if you're looking for antivirus software to secure your system, which everybody needs, is that, like I said, it's not the best product out there. I think they give it away because something's better than nothing type of thing, right? So Norton was purchased by LifeLock, and so that's probably why it's going away. Because of that, I'm not a big fan of Norton products because there just seems to be a lot of upselling along the way. And so what we're doing right now, and I'm so glad that you called, because we are looking at McAfee, Bitdefender, Avast, and TotalAV. For a review. And so I was in the editorial meeting not too long ago. We were talking about, you know, the different antivirus software programs and which one would be the best and which one should we recommend? Because, you know, a lot of folks seem to be in the same position, Gary, like you are, that all of a sudden their ISP is saying, this is not going to be free anymore. You're going to have to pay. And it's simply because, as I mentioned, is that there's been some corporate changes. And so if you would hold off for just a few weeks, if you can, buying anything, I think we should have this review done. We'll have it available over on the websites as we look at the different AV products. Which one is the best? Which one do you really need? You know, I've endorsed TotalAV. And so if you do need something right now, I would go for TotalAV. But again, we're going to be looking at all of them. We'll be posting our results over on the website in probably just a few weeks from now. Gary, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for your kind words. That really means a lot. And I'm so happy that you do learn something every single show. Big virtual hug for listening. Now, if you want your questions tackled, head to komando.com and find that link that says email Kim. Yes, sirree, every single note you send me becomes my must read. Hey, be the tech guru among all your friends and fam. Sign up for my free newsletter over at getkim.com.